Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
Brewers 360 is sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited. Host of Brewers Extra Innings, Dom Catronio is on the line with us this morning. Hey, Dom.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
So how'd that go in St. Louis then? Good then.
Man, what a weekend. And multiple ways to win. Every single guy on the roster had to make an impact in this game. I mean, Owen Miller, right? He hasn't really been up in the big leagues much this year. He's up for a little bit because Jake Bauer is on the bereavement list, so this might be a short stay in the big leagues for Owen. He's ready for the moment against Sonny Gray, who looked like the Cy Young Award winner that he is, and he pulls a breaking ball into left field. So, cool, you got 12 strikeouts, Sonny. You still got the loss. 2-0 win yesterday. That was super fun.
Wait, how about that? Because we were playing some sound from Brewers manager Pat Murphy and others talking about what a different game this could have been, Dom. Bottom of the first, and it's getting ugly in a hurry. You have Blake Perkins robbing the home run ball on top of that, and then Colin Ray pitches out of a bases-loaded jam. Could have been a real different story Sunday.
Blake Perkins, it's already going to be a candidate for the Brewers' defensive play of the year. And then you give the context, right, of, hey, they only score 2 runs in the game. So it could have been a 3-run homer. He robs it, legitimate rob. Lars Nootbaar was rounding first thinking, how the heck did you catch that ball? And I think we just need to giving some respect to Colin Ray, man, because I said this in spring training, and people thought that I was crazy, saying, like, this dude can pitch. This dude is not just going to be a quote-unquote five and dive. Yes, I knew he only threw 5 innings yesterday, but he had a lot of traffic to contend with. Colin Ray is arguably the most important pitcher on the Brewers team, not named Freddy Peralta. And for him to get into the sixth inning yesterday with all that traffic in the first 2 frames, I thought was so important. And then Brian Hudson. Thank you, Dodgers. What a trade by Matt Arnold and company to bring that tall lefty in here to the Brewers.
And it's so nice to see the Cardinals lose. I mean,
honestly, right? I was texting some friends on the beat over there, and the vibes are not good, man. And I went in a little harder than I expected on my post-game show yesterday, but it was it's the truth. They have the 5th worst record in baseball since the start of last year. They have spent nearly $1 billion since 2016, and yet the Brewers, who have spent about half that amount of money, have just boat raced them, to use a term that you guys love.
Yes, so, we do like it.
We appreciate that.
So I just see it like the times are changing, man. The Cardinal way might be dead.
Speaking of boat races, we have the Pirates now for 4 straight in Pittsburgh. And they got run. They're coming off of 2 straight sweeps. What else do we know about the Pirates?
Hey, man, that's a great warning call, honestly, for the Pirates. They start 9-2. Since then, they're 2-9. Baseball will humble you fast, and it can do that to the Brewers, too. This is a 4-game set. It's easy to come in here all sleepy. Oh, you know, just swept the Cardinals. No big deal. You can't really call it a trap series in April. Pirates still have some serious right. talent around that team, especially in their bullpen, sneaky great. And we're going to see old friend Rowdy Tellez this week. So try not to get wrapped up in the fact that, yes, the Pirates have lost 6 in a row. They still got some sneaky great pitching, and you're seeing the brunt of it in the starting rotation for sure.
So we got 4 against the Pirates, and then the Yankees come to town. Been a minute since we've seen them.
Yeah, we haven't seen them here at home since 2022. And obviously the Brewers won the series at the Bronx last year. The Yankees, Aaron Judge hasn't been off to a normal start, but Juan Soto has been filling in the void for him. That's going to be a great litmus test because the Yankees are probably the class of the American League right now. And obviously it's April, it's early, you got to decide what you want to do starting-wise because D.L. Hall is on the injured list, so it could be funky next weekend with the rotation, but I'm excited to see the Bronx Bombers come to town.
World Series preview!
Here we go!
You know what it means, is that all the Yankee fans are going to come out of the woodwork yeah. and just show up at Miller or at American.
A lot of pinstripes.
Too. Yes.
Oh. Yeah, they do that everywhere. I'm not worried about that. We're used to it, right? It's no big deal. It's the best feeling, right? Hey, thanks for paying your ticket, thanks for supporting us, and don't forget to pay for your parking. All good.
However you need to do that.
Yeah, right.
Dom, host of Brewers Extra Innings. Thanks much, bud.
Thanks, guys.
Mark Tauscher coming up next on Wisconsin's Morning News.